This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans were at the White House Monday to celebrate something many of them have been working on for years, the passage of federal gun safety legislation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
People often ask Tom Mauser if he was frustrated that two decades after his son was killed in Columbine, there hadn't been any congressional action. Now that the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which includes funding for state red flag laws, is law, Mauser says he's happy to see something done at the federal level.
President Biden didn't just address what was contained in the bill, but also spoke about what more we need to do. It was forward-looking.
Biden mentioned some potential next steps, including secured storage and an assault weapons ban. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A federal appeals court in Denver has ruled that the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech gives people the right to film police working in public. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday in favor of a YouTube journalist who claimed a Denver police officer blocked him from recording a traffic stop in 2019. A citizen-led plan to fix Denver's ailing sidewalks took a step forward Monday. Advocates turned in more than 19,000 signatures backing a local ballot question that would charge property owners a new fee to repair and expand sidewalks. Denver residents will vote on the proposal this fall if at least 9,000 signatures are verified as legitimate. Public money will now go to help the Colorado Youth Corps prevent wildfires. The nonprofit group has been around since 1997 and has more than 2,000 members in the state. Hillary Hyatt, a member since last year, is part of a crew that removes small trees from private land.
We call them ladder fuels. It's fuels that go up to the crowns of the larger trees. So it's preventing the fires from going into the crowns of the larger trees and keeping them at the ground level.
The Youth Corps' new money comes from a $17 million fund approved by the Colorado legislature last year. In Denver today, sunny and 92, Grand Junction up to 97 this afternoon. This is CPR News.